Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Excellent, excellent. Right now we're going to go through our Go Time. For those that don't know, that's our local outreach time where we talk about what's going on locally and globally through us, right? As you've seen already, our church likes to do things a little bit different than everybody else. And we as a church, celebrate the seats that are sitting, even though we love y'all, but we celebrate sending you out. And so today we have a special time to talk about. We're talking about our team that's going to go to Korea. Let me invite Becky and Alec, come up. Woo woo. Yeah. Yeah, in a couple weeks, you're going to hear, we just got back from Greece, so you're going to hear in a couple weeks what happened in Greece. In Acts 13, 2-3, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So we're going to be sending off Becky and Alec. Yeah. And what's cool about this, we're not just they're just not going by themselves from this church. They're actually teaming up with our sending church up at Impact Nova. I was trying to figure out the word mothership. I don't know. But it's our sending church. So a group from Impact Nova and group from Impact Church Fredericksburg is actually going to be going to South Korea, right? Not North Korea, South Korea. South Korea, and actually sharing the gospel with refugees there, which is awesome, awesome to see. So what I would like to do is pray for them. I want you guys to pray with me. If you feel comfortable raising your hands towards them and praying for them. Before I do that, though, I do want to mention that we want them, support them in any which way, which also includes financially. They're almost all the way through funding, but they just got a little bit to go. So if you're able to, please help.
Bring them real quick. Let's have them maybe share what they're going to be doing exactly while they're in. Did they think they wouldn't share?
That's fine. I am happy to share. So while we're there, we are going to be working. We're going to be doing partnership with the ministry there called Cornerstone. And we're going to be putting on an English camp, an English Bible camp for middle and high school students, about 25 to 30 students. Half of them will be South Korean, half of them will be North Korean defectors, meaning their families have gotten out of North Korea and they are settling in South Korea. And if you know anything about North Korea, you can take me out. I've been learning all about it. So it's quite a transition for them, if you can imagine. Just praying over the stories that we may hear, ways that we can communicate with them, just trusting that God has a way for that to happen, and just being able to build those relationships while we're there and also encourage the people that live there and are ministering to them when we leave. So,
awesome.
Do you want to add?
I don't know how I can top that. I'll just talk about what I'm going to be doing. I'm working with Mike, who's from Impact Nova, and I will be leading games and activities with the students. Giving them kind of a break to grow in relationship with each other through through activities like we are going to have a water day. We're going to be doing some other activities that tie into the lessons. So that's what I'll be doing.
Awesome. Well, I want you guys to see that this is a partnership that Impact started in 2019. And the overall vision is not just to go run a camp with some South Koreans and North Koreans. The overall vision is to be ministering to defectors from North Korea, sharing the gospel with them, and then those who come to Christ, training them to start churches. So that one day, with the hopes that when the border opens up and North Korea opens up to South Koreans, that there are already a group of North Korean churches that can move into North Korea and start a church planting movement there that has already been started just in South Korea. And so they'll actually get to meet North Korean pastors and people who have had the story of defecting and coming over and hearing the gospel, giving their lives to Jesus, starting a church for other North Koreans, and preparing one day, God willing, to go back into North Korea and start a church planting movement to make disciples. So I want you guys, isn't that amazing? Like, praise God. So even though we're not allowed to send them into North Korea, they are still getting an opportunity to make disciples among North Koreans. And I want you guys to see, so they need our prayers, they need our support, and this is an ongoing partnership that maybe next summer, God may call you to be a part of, to come. And so we're looking forward to hearing what God does in and through you. And this is your first go trip, right? Yeah. So praise God for you guys. So Frankie, let's pray for them. And if there's anybody maybe part of y'all's community group that may want to come and just lay hands and help us lay hands, I'll ask Mark and Wes if you guys could come up and our elders. And like the scripture Franklin read, the church laid hands on them and sent them out. And so next week, when are you guys leaving? The 24th. So not next week, but the next week, we will celebrate two empty seats in our church that remind us the gospel going to the nation. So for the rest of us, if you wouldn't mind, if you're comfortable doing so, we're just going to stretch a hand out so that it's not just their community group, but we as a church are sending them out to go take the gospel to people who've never heard it before. So Franklin, you want to pray for them?
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.